This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate backed legislation Thursday to limit President Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a strike against an Iranian military commander and president after a strike against Tehran's retaliation last month. The measure, authored by U.S. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says that Mr. Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Mr. Trump or even the presidency, but instead was an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
When we speak in a bipartisan way on a matter of war and peace, we send a message to the troops that is a message of unity, and that's what the troops and their families deserve.
Eight Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution by a 55-45 vote. President Trump has promised to veto the measure. Attorney General William Barr says that President Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison. And then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. In China's Hubei province, hundreds more have died from the new coronavirus, taking the total number of deaths to nearly 1,400. Health officials are also responding after there were reports of the number of infections stabilizing, only to see a huge spike later. More from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated. So we're not dealing, from what we understand, with a spike in cases of 14,000 on one day.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Central Command announced the seizure of a shipment of Iranian-made weapons apparently headed for Houthi rebels in Yemen. The shipment is said to have included 150 anti-tank guided missiles, several surface-to-air missiles, thermal imaging scopes, components for air and land-based drones, as well as munitions and weapons. CENTCOM also said many of the seized weapon systems are identical to advanced systems seized by the USS Forrest Sherman during an operation in the Arabian Sea this past November. The United States confirmed Thursday it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence proposal with the Taliban to move toward a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper made the revelation to reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels, insisting 7 days for now is sufficient time to determine whether the insurgent group is serious in seeking a negotiated end to the war. President Trump's State of the Union remarks about a veteran's comeback weren't quite accurate. AP correspondent Mike Grassi.
At his State of the Union address on February 4th, President Donald Trump said this of Army veteran and invited guest Tony Rankins.
"He was homeless. But then Tony found a construction company that invests in Opportunity Zones."
The Opportunity Zones program passed as part of Trump's 2017 tax overhaul. It offers tax breaks for investors who put money into poor neighborhoods designated by the Treasury Department. However, the job site where Rankins worked in Nashville 2 years ago wasn't part of the program. And the company he works for, R Investments, actually taps the Work Opportunity Tax Credit that was passed in 1996 when Bill Clinton was president. Mike Grassi, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.